Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Press release. The assault of the Jewish entity on the Global Solidarity Flotilla must reset the compass towards its correct direction. Translated. The Jewish forces arrested 175 activists who were on board more than 20 boats that were seized in international waters while heading to Gaza as part of what was called the quote-unquote Global Sumud Flotilla, aiming to deliver humanitarian aid and break the imposed blockade. Meanwhile, 31 activists were injured as a result of the assault. According to a statement issued by the flotilla, the injured belonged to multiple nationalities, including 4 from New Zealand and Australia, 3 from Italy and America, 2 each from Canada, the Netherlands, Spain, Britain, Colombia and Germany, in addition to activists from Hungary, Ukraine, France, Poland and Portugal. For his part, the Prime Minister of the occupying entity, Netanyahu, boasted that his entity succeeded in preventing the Global Steadfastness Flotilla from reaching the besieged Gaza Strip, confirming that the operation was carried out under his direct orders. He concluded his statement with a sarcastic remark, saying, quote, "They will continue watching Gaza on YouTube," unquote. An arrogance that cannot be missed by any observer, an entity that no longer cares about anyone, nor fears any reaction, has gone so far as to attack a peaceful civilian flotilla that poses no threat to it and carries nothing but a symbolic message of solidarity with the oppressed people of Gaza. The Jewish entity knows with certainty that the flotilla would neither lift a blockade nor stop a war, yet it confronted it in international waters without regard for international law, norms, or even the nationalities of the activists. It is as if it openly declares that it values no one and fears no reaction, in complete harmony with the arrogance of the President of America, Trump, from whom it derives support and boldness. This once again highlights the reasons behind what Gaza and its people have reached and the real solutions needed to overturn the table against the leaders of colonialism. Gaza and its people would not have reached this condition were it not for the betrayal of the rulers of the Muslims and the failure of the armies of the Ummah to fulfill their due towards Gaza and all of Palestine. They left the Jews to wage a brutal war against Gaza and its people for more than 2 years, and it continues, without rising to support them or to repel the harm of the Jews from them, despite Allah the Almighty saying, and if they seek help of you for the religion, then you must help them. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 72. Thus the Jewish entity was afflicted with delusions of grandeur, believing that no one could repel it and that no one could stand against it. How could it not, when it sees the army of the Ummah have not moved towards it? Rather, all it has seen from the rulers of the Muslims is silence, like the silence of graves or mere condemnation that does not go beyond media platforms. Behind the scenes or openly, many of them have cooperated with it in tightening its grip on Gaza, ensuring its security and providing it with what helps it survive and continue. As for the rulers of the West, they are either conspirators assaulting the Jewish entity in its crimes and war, or silent, distancing themselves from what is happening before their eyes. The best among them are those who merely condemn and denounce, similar to some of the rulers of the Muslims. The only way to turn the tables on the heads of the Jews and those behind them, namely Trump's America, is through the movement of the armies of the Muslims, who are entrusted with the liberation of Palestine and the support of its people. This issue can only be resolved militarily on the battlefields. Neither international forums, diplomatic efforts, political actions, nor humanitarian and solidarity initiatives can wound this aggressive enemy whose corruption has reached the heights of the sky. Any action outside this framework, that is outside the movement of the armies of the Ummah to fulfill their duty, is a waste of time or a diversion of the compass away from the path needed to end the arrogance of the Jews, the boasting of their leaders and the crimes of their entity. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.